going, like when you're going, and then like you just like can't like. What I think I do is I think too hard on like a single bar that I'm like, oh, that bar is fucking super dope, and then like so I'll get like two or three bars lined up in my head, and I'll go off those, and then like, but I thought too hard, so I don't have nothing after, and I hate doing that because I do that when like I'm around other people that are good at freestyling, you know what I mean? I'm like, all right, I gotta have some dope shit, like I just don't let it fly, so it doesn't come as natural. But anyway, we're here, we're back, we got a special episode, we got the boy Josh. What's up, dude?
It's live.
It's live. Okay. We're live. How the hell are you, bro?
I'm good. How about you?
Chilling, bro. Living life, bro. Okay. How you been, man?
I've been good. Wait, hold up.
Things looking up. Trying to stay healthy in this year of crisis.
Yeah. 2020's been such a weird year, dude.
Oh, dude. It just keeps getting weirder. Definitely been the roughest year I think I've had. Have you seen that weird thing too on Facebook? They're trying to, it's just really a fucking meme, but they're trying to like make it to where they thought like the Mayans thought instead of 2020, instead of 2012, it was 2021.
What the hell?
Yeah, they're like trying to, now they're like, that's a whole big like conspiracy now, like that we misread it and it's actually 2021. They're thinking next year is going to be like,
man, there's something right? Every year, dude.
Right? Yeah, every year. Oh, here's this. Remember the Killer Hornets? They came and went.
Yeah.
They were up and gone, up and at them, bro.
But it's crazy how far the coronavirus went.
Yeah. At first, dude, I didn't think it was going to be nothing. Because I remember being like a kid in school, like probably like 2008, 2009, when swine flu was popping. Yeah. And, like, that wasn't shit. I think my mom's boyfriend got it, but he was just, like, sweating really hard for 2 weeks. Like, he was all right.
He didn't die.
No, he made it. So, at first, you know, it didn't really seem like much to me. And then, you know, just kept fucking raising it. All the death numbers and people keep getting it. And what's stupid now, man, is, like, a lot of people are getting, like, say like heart attacks or like dying from the flu. But they're figuring out that people had COVID too at the same time.
Okay.
And so what they're doing is they're taking those numbers and they're just adding those to the COVID death toll, when it's like that wasn't even really the cause. They just happened to have it. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So like, you know, if your grandpa has a heart attack and he happened to have COVID, you know what I mean? It's a COVID strike. It's crazy, man.
They just, like, I realized how serious it was when, like, people around me were getting it, you know?
Cause I would had personal family members?
I would say, like, friends or, family members.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have anybody really, like, my girlfriend said that she thinks that she got it twice. But, like, she's been here and I haven't had it. I mean, I don't know. I could be asymptomatic or some type of shit like that, but I've been all right, man. You know what I mean? I feel like.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like if you've gone to public school here, I think you're going to be okay. You know what I mean? Touching them rails.
At the same time, I'm mostly home, you know? I'm not really.
Dude, that was the thing, too. Like I've lived in quarantine, like, my whole life. I've always just been chilling, dude. So, like, my life really hasn't changed too much other than, like, transitioning into moving into this house. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I've just been fucking, you know, I stay inside. I play games and smoke weed. Like, I don't really work out. I do construction. So I'm like, that's good enough, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, just working. Like, I know working can, like, tire you out. Like, you just, like, you don't really want to work out or, I don't know.
Oh, that's the roughest, man. After you come back from your 8 hours, you're like, fuck, should I go? Because I did have a gym membership for like the first year and a half with my ex. We would go and fucking go to the gym, and I would fucking hate it, dude. She'd be like, we're going though, right? And she'd get mad at me sometimes. So I'm like, nah. Or I'd go and we'd be there for like 2 hours. I'm like, when are we fucking leaving? I'd just get mad.
Yeah, like I'm taking advantage of this time that I have now, the fact that I don't have a job. Because right now I'm applying, but...
What are you trying to go for? Just anything, really?
warehouse.
Oh yeah, like, dude. Have you tried Amazon?
They're not hiring right now.
No.
Yeah, but I'm checking. I'm checking daily.
Yeah, dude. Because I almost thought about leaving my job and going to Amazon because I know they were hiring like crazy at one point. My my stepbrother actually was working there, but then they had their like first two COVID outbreaks there, and he was like, "Nah, I'm out." He bailed.
Yeah, I just want to do that just to raise money, get out of debt.
Oh yeah, you in some debt right now?
Yeah, with school.
Oh yeah, student loans.
Yeah, other things.
So, are you still doing school, or are you trying to get out of school?
Right now, I'm not doing school, but I'm going back. I think next semester.
Yeah.
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 just so I can finish it.
Yeah.
Get it out of the way.
What were you doing there? What were you going for?
Education.
That's it? Just the basic education?
Yeah, so I can be a teacher.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's just, there's like a lot of
things. Dude, you'd be a dope-ass teacher, bro.
I don't know if I can, because I don't know if I want, that's what I really want to do. Because like I told you, I really want to get into writing and like possibly filmmaking.
Yeah. Well, so what sparked that? What sparked that interest? Is it something you've always kind of been interested in?
Yeah, since like, I think like middle school.
Oh, no shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, have you ever written like any little stories or had cool ideas?
Yeah, yeah. I would write stuff like, not like the long stuff, mm-hmm. but like short stories and stuff like that.
Dude, me and Antoine, actually, in high school, we used to write Star Wars stories. We still are working on a book. It's going to be like a little three-part book, little mini book. Yeah. But, no, dude, it's fun. It's fun doing that kind of shit too, because if it's like something you're really interested in, like you can fucking just take off of it.
Yeah, that's yeah.
I've always found too, like the more like extravagant, like the better it can be, because you got more options.
Yeah, that's true.
You can make it way more crazy.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, like I. With that job, it's so like it takes a lot to it is a lot of work. Like it's not like physical labor, it's not like
but mentally it's fucking draining.
That, and I would say like the amount of work, like the, because I tutored at this elementary school.
Oh no shit.
Yeah, and the teachers, the regular day teachers, would end up staying even after like we were done with work, which was 6.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them would stay there until like 7 or 8 because they're just like doing paperwork or they're like working on their lesson plans, because like for them that's their their office.
Oh, okay.
Their classroom. And I was like, dang, like I don't know if I want to, like I want to put some time into doing like what I want to do.
Yeah,
you know.
Hell yeah.
And if it doesn't work out, then it doesn't work out.
Yeah, man, there's always like there's always tons of shit you could do. It's like this past year and a half, like I was just dipping my toes in shit, like doing the music, dropped the video, I was streaming, you know, doing this, got this up and going. This will be episode 14 now.
Yeah.
So
you're doing what you want to do, though. So
yeah, good. No, and I do enjoy it, man. Yeah. I do. And sometimes it's hard because I feel like I do have to get in a headspace to do it. But then, like, sometimes I'm like, man, I just got to do it because I do enjoy doing it.
Yeah, because, like, I learned that just from interviews, like, with, like, rappers or people that make music, they always say that it requires, like, a good work ethic and just, like, not giving up.
I do love watching like good rapper interviews. Yeah. That shit's always great. How do you feel about Russ?
Russ?
I gotta ask, dude.
I don't dislike him, but I don't like him.
Yeah. Dude, it's fucked up, man, because I love his work ethic, and I love when he talks about like actual work of it.
Yeah, that
I don't like what he's like. You know, he kind of pops off kind of like Trump sometimes.
Yeah.
Just says fucking crazy shit. But I do like his work ethic and the music he does make. A lot of people call it like generic, but I think it's good music for the most part.
Because there are a lot of people who came up the way he did, but they're not bragging about it or...
Yeah, that's true. Because at the same time, he is trying to be like, I'm not bragging or nothing. But it's like, but you are, dude. I even got his book and I read the book. It's a pretty good book, man. Like, it's like a self-help book.
But I can understand him in a way, because, like, maybe at one point, like, people didn't believe in him.
No, because he was going for, like, a super long time, and he fucking, like, just got no love. And then, which one was it? What song was it? Where the car crashes and shit. You know what I'm talking about? It was like one of his very first ones.
Losing
Control.
Yeah. I like that one.
It is a good one. That's why he blew up. It's a good song. I love that fucking song. Slap that shit. I've cried to that song.
But his music makes me think of like Drake type music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Dude, they need to hop on a track.
Yeah.
That would be pretty epic. And Drake's like GOAT status now, dude.
Yeah.
He's like the Don of the rap game right now, dude.
Yeah. That's true.
Like everything he puts out now, he's just looking like mafia status.
A feature like will get you so much clout.
Dude, I want him to shave the beard so bad.
Why?
I don't know. I just miss the shaved Drake.
He's gonna look like a little kid.
Dude. I know, dude. Bring it back. Bring back the old Drake vibes.
You think he's balding?
What?
You think he's balding?
Is that a thing going on right now?
I don't know, because he's always bald.
That is true. He hasn't grown his hair out in a minute.
I think he's growing out right now, so I don't
know. I don't know. Man. No, he can't be, dude. He's got the money to stop that.
That's true, yeah.
He's probably got some extra chromosomes just chilling up in there. You know what I mean?
What'd you think of... what was it, that song that he had, with the rapper named Young Blue or something like that?
It just came out. Yeah. Huh? I haven't even heard that one. I saw it, but I haven't been keeping up with the rap game. Not good as much. I always just see shit like on Instagram, but like back in high school, like you probably remember, dude, that's all I would really talk about. Like, do you hear this album? Have you heard this song? Like, I was all over it, dude. Fucking every song that dropped, every album, I would fucking, dude, you gotta hear this, dude, this thing is crazy. Yeah. Like, now I'm not on it as much, man. I'm trying to be, but I just fucking get lost in, you know, life.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah.
But I do peep in. People tell me to peep in. Most of the time I won't, and then, like, I'll peep it later on, and I'm like, oh, this shit's pretty lit.
Who do you listen to then? Like, who's your usual?
Man, dude. That's even hard to say now.
Why?
Because, like, I mean, it's kind of just whatever I'm feeling at the moment now. I don't really go back. Like, sometimes I'll go back to, like, I used to be like, what artist do I want to listen to?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, what am I feeling right now for my vibes? I'd pick, like, Absol. You know what I mean? I used to, like, be super edgy with it. Okay. And now it's more like, I don't really even make playlists anymore. I just kind of do, like, the liked songs on Spotify. You know, like when, because they'll send like random songs your way, and I'm like, okay. All this shit's kind of turned. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So now it's kind of like whatever I'm feeling. I'm like, if it's a vibe, it's a fucking dope vibe. Listen to it.
I get you.
I'm trying to be more how I used to be though. Like, I took time and I just listened to Mac Miller's last album, all the way through, like all day.
It's a great album,
dude. It was fucking great. Yeah. How's that work? Like, man, dude, like. This is just different music, a whole different crazy vibe. Yeah. It was good though, so yeah, that's kind of how I've been with music lately. Like, just like, you know, if it's a fucking vibe, it's a vibe. I'm not as edgy with it as I used to be. like Antoine, oh dude, he'll just like, we'll be chilling and he'll just like play something and like it's a song we both know and it's a song I love. But it's just not, like, the vibes. Like, it's like, dude, we're having a good time right now. This is a sad song. Like, it's a good song, dude. Oh, but like, and I'll be like, dude, change it. And he's like, that pisses me off. And I'm like, dude, I'm sorry, but, like, it's not the vibes, bro. Like, you got to change the song.
You had a party and they change it to XXX?
Yeah, like, I mean, like... If I'm faded, I'll probably be like, yes. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I got it tatted on me, Bad Vibes Forever. Okay. Like, dude, of course I love X. But if we're partying and you throw on some sad shit, it's like, fuck. What are you doing? Yeah. And he is like, I don't know. He just doesn't have that social cue. He's like, what? It's good. It's good, though. Would you like it? But it's like, yeah.
I think that's funny, just man. What he wanted to listen to, you know?
No, yeah. And it pisses him off so bad. Because I'm like, change it. Come on, man. Please change it. He gets so fucking mad at me, man. We're all good. Technical difficulties.
That's funny.
Oh, man, dude. We're going to smark another one. We're all three. We're doing three. So you smoking more these days?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Well, shoot, like, I shouldn't be, because, like, I was doing it once a day, like, in the morning.
Mm-hmm. That's the best time.
I would just keep it at that, and then I started to do it, like, throughout the day.
Oh, yeah. So you should, yeah. Doing it, you're like, man.
And it's gotten bad.
I'm bored right now.
Yeah. Because, like, I've been trying to work out more, and I was doing good on my diet, and, like, not like I'll end up eating that at night, which I shouldn't be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Or like I'll buy fast food.
Oh, dude, I fucking... DoorDash is a motherfucker, dude.
Yeah.
I'm real bad with DoorDash. I'll be like, man, I can get sushi right now, but like, I don't gotta go nowhere. Exactly, like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'll just fucking DoorDash all day, every day. I'll even DoorDash beer sometimes. I'm like, ah, it's terrible. Paying like $40 for a 12-pack. Ridiculous.
Yeah, I've been doing it often now. I mean, I want to stop. I know I shouldn't be, like, doing it so much. Because, like, I at least need to get my shit together, like, get a job.
Yeah. That's how I've kind of been, that's been, like, my mindset with, like, partying lately. Yeah. It's like, what am I celebrating? You know what I mean? Like, what am I really celebrating here?
That's true. Yeah.
So, I mean, I still party, dude. I still drink entirely too much and probably smoke too much weed, but... I'm still handling my shit. You know what I mean? I'm making it happen.
The thing I like about parties is that, you know, you're having a good time with your friends. And just for, like, a few hours, you're forgetting about all the problems. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and, like, that's when I really like to be social. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's when, like, I'm, like, loose and I'm talking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because other than that, I'm kind of just thinking about shit all the time. Just fucking probably bitter. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless I'm, like, doing something in my element. Like, or, like, watching a show. I always get into, like, shows and shit, like, super hardcore.
Okay.
Like Dexter's coming back. Dude, I'm so fucking hyped for that. I was, like, super into Dexter for, like, months. And then it ended. And I'm like, this is terrible.
Wait, how many seasons are there?
I think there's six. I want to say there's six.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure.
I haven't seen it.
But dude, it's really good, dude. Okay. You should check it out.
I heard that.
But I always, like, I'm a binge type guy. I binge the shit out of shows. Once I'm in a show, I'm like, that's my life. Like, what am I doing today? I'm going home and I'm losing myself for a little bit.
That's what I do. But it's just that, like, I will get lost in it, that I'll just be a lowlife until I finish that show.
Yeah, too much. And then, like, reality. You ever have that? You come out of the binge and you're like, oh, fuck.
Dude, you don't know what else to do.
You're like, I gotta take out the trash. Dude, this shit sucks.
Yeah. And man, if they're fire, like, it'll do that to you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Game of Thrones?
Yes, dude, but this is the problem. I've seen up until the very last episode of the season just before the last. So I have to watch, like, the finale and then restart the last season. And I still have it. I know I need to, but I just have been fucking putting it off for so long. Have you watched Vikings?
I have not. Dude, I want to watch it.
I've been super into that show. I just ordered season 6. It's chilling over there. I haven't watched it yet, though, dude. But that fucking show is so good. It's kind of like Game of Thrones, just no sex. I mean, there is sex, but you don't see nothing.
I didn't really like the sex scenes. I thought they were unnecessary at times.
Very. And now that's, like, big with, like, HBO and shit. Even in subtle shows, like Girls. Yeah. Like, remember that show? They'd have, like, stupid sex scenes. I don't know. Or, like, just some subtle titty. And you're like, what are you doing? What's going on here? Dude, I'm so hyped for movies coming out. Have you seen, like, all the news about, like, comic book movies? Like, all the DC movies and Marvel movies and shit?
Yeah.
You keep up with all that?
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait.
The new Spider-Man one? Yeah. They got the fucking dude that's supposed to have Toby and Andrew in it, too.
Yeah, I heard about that.
That's insane. They're bringing Jamie Foxx back too.
As same Electro. Character?
Oh, yeah. Okay. But he's not. He said he's not going to be blue this time. So he might be like the real character this time.
Oh, okay.
God damn it! This joint keeps going out.
Yeah, I saw Spider-Man called, I think it's called Far From Home.
Oh, yeah, the most recent one.
Yeah. Did you watch it?
Yeah, that one's pretty good. It's got Mysterio and shit.
I didn't like it that much.
No, it wasn't that great.
Yeah, okay.
Mysterio, I mean, it was all right. It was cool. Like, I'm the type of dude, like, I just kind of appreciate that it's on screen. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's true.
I'm like, it's cool. At least we got to see it. But, because, like, my little brother, he gets all into details. He's a big comic book head. And he's like, no, they did it. They didn't do it justice. Like, you know what I mean? He gets all into details. I'm like, yo, dude. I mean, we watched it, bro. Like, it's up there. Like, what do you mean? You trying to go read it or you want to watch it? Like, answer me that, bro.
Yeah, like, that's true. I like to see how, like, it plays out live action.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, I'm into comics and shit. Like, I have my own fucking collection. But, I mean, you get tired of reading, bro. I don't care. I get tired. Like, I will get tired, literally. Yeah, I'll be like, fuck, dude, I gotta take a nap. I understand why people read before bed.
That's funny.
Have you seen the debates at all?
I saw.
You keep up with that? Are you into politics at all?
I saw the one with Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
Joe Biden? Yeah. Oh, dude. I watched like 10 minutes of it. I tried to really watch it, but I just got tired of them like bickering at each other.
Yeah, it was like the same thing over and over again.
It was pretty fucking funny though.
Yeah.
The way they were giving each other slights, and then Joe Biden kept smiling like a lizard person. Dude, he's got the weirdest smile, dude.
Yeah. Down, dude.
And like the whole time he's like, "Well, you shush, man," because Donald Trump just keeps fucking talking over him, and he keeps doing that thing with his lips all just fucking looking around. And then my favorite part though that I watched is what did he say? Joe Biden said something. What did he say? It's gonna come back to me. He was like, The moderator was like trying to tell Donald to let Joe talk, and Joe's all, "Oh, he'll never finish." And then Donald Trump's all, "Oh, I don't have a problem with that." And he just smiles, and I'm like, "Oh my god, dude, what is this? What's going on here? What the hell, this is junk."
It's gonna go down in history.
Yeah, and even if he does like lose, or like he serves his four terms and he's up, like we're always gonna have to deal with this dude now. You know what I mean? He's always gonna be around. Like, this stinks. This is in America.
Oh fuck, man.
He's gonna be a problem.
What do you think about Kanye West trying to run for president?
What's nuts is like he's still going. Like, he released his campaign ad after he was out of the fucking the running. It's like, what are you doing? And that he's telling people to write in his name. I mean, dude, it's gonna be nuts if he gets it though.
That would be crazy,
dude. What if he snuck in and like in WWE? What was that, Money in the Bank?
Yeah.
When he slide in and he steal the belt real quick.
That would be crazy.
And then he would drop the hardest album right after that, dude.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
Mm-hmm. That would be like the hardest part. But like, I stole it from Donald.
Oh, I wanted to ask you, because I know you keep bringing this up in your podcast. Top five rappers.
Top five.
Yes.
Man. Okay. I have talked about that. You've listened. Okay. I see you.
Yeah. I just don't remember like what your options were.
Fuck, it might even be different now.
Yeah.
It fucking always varies.
Yeah, that's
I'm
true.
So bipolar with that. I mean, on like GOAT status, top two is definitely Drake and Eminem.
Okay.
Third's probably Tyler. Oh, man, I don't know. Hold on. Kendrick is fourth. Hobson is fifth.
Okay.
Yeah, top five. Yeah, let's stop there.
Do you still listen to Hobson?
Yeah, I'm still a diehard fan. I got all the albums. Yeah. I'm still a diehard fan. Because every now and then, he'll just like snap and drop something hard. Yeah. But he just keeps leading the song. And he's like, I feel like he's just got like three albums that he's just been sitting on. And he's like, But he's always like in his feelings. He's always like, I fucking suck. And it's like, dude, stop it. Stop being that way. Yeah. I love you.
He has a good following, but it's like he wants more.
Yeah. And but I don't know. I think he's too in his like doubts about it or in his head or too sad. Like, it's like, dude, you can't, like, you can do whatever you want now. Like, you know what I mean? You've got it.
Yeah.
You can start like doing whatever.
He has a name.
Yeah. And it was tight, dude. Eminem even shouted him out on a song. And fucking, and he's always talked about how like that was his favorite rapper. It's like, dude, like after you get that, like hit him up, bro. Like call his ass, hop on a track, bro. Make it happen. Any like if him and Tech can hop on a track, him and Hobson can definitely hop on a track, bro.
Yeah. I think what really like messed it up was he got kicked off of Funk Volume, right?
Oh, no, he just quit.
There you go. Yeah, he quit.
I actually have that documentary. Well, it's not of that, but it's the documentary of, like, their 2015 tour, which was, like, right, like, before. It was, like, right after the 2015 tour. Like, that's when they fucking split.
Oh, okay.
So it sucks, dude, because, like, that dropped and, like, you watch it and you're like, this is so great. And then, like, it happened right after and it just, you're like, God damn it.
Down, dude.
And like, dude, how he did it too. He just dropped Illmind 8 with a video and everything, and just was like, "I'm out, dude." Like, but that's like so gangster. That's a dope ass way to like leave your label.
But it sucks. I don't know. It's just
what I don't get too is like his new one that he's like got. It's almost just like a clothing brand. It's not even a new label, really. From what I know, he hasn't really signed anybody except like his DJ. You know what I mean?
Oh, shit, I didn't know that. I thought it was a label.
Well, I mean, it is a label, but, like, he hasn't signed anybody. I don't understand. It's like, dude, I thought he was going to sign a Passionate MC.
Okay.
You remember Passionate MC? Mm-hmm. He's on that. He was on one of his songs and fucking Knock Madness. Okay. I can't remember what song right now. But I thought he was going to sign him because he kept wearing, like, the Undercover Prodigy hats and shit, but... Never happened, man. And then he moved to Thailand, and now apparently he's back from Thailand. It's like, what's going on, dude?
Dang, what did you think when you found out he had a son?
I don't think that's his fucking kid, bro.
Really?
It'll look nothing like him. Like, and I understand it's an interracial baby.
Yeah.
But she was a stripper.
Okay.
And then, like, he got, like, kicked out of fucking Australia. Because she, like, said he was, like, abusing her and all kinds of shit. Which I can't really speak on none of that, really. You know what I mean? Yeah. But, so, he was kicked out of Australia. And he was gone for, like, a while. And then, like, she just hit him up and told him that, like, she was pregnant and shit. And so, long story short, like, she's got, like, ultimate custody of the kid, I think, and shit like that. He can't really see him that much or anything like that. But, dude, I don't know. I just don't think that's his kid. But I don't know, I could be wrong. He could have got it tested and shit.
Most likely he did, you know?
I hope so. But I don't know.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think that Drake's kid doesn't look like him. I think he does.
Yeah, he's just...
Do you think he does? I think he does, dude.
I think he does, yeah.
He's got that, like, that it's whatever this is right here. That little dreamy shit, you know what I mean? Those eyes you get lost in.
Yeah,
those young Drake eyes, they were there, dude.
No, that he pointed that out in the interview. He was saying how like when he got the test for him, it was because like he just didn't like want to make sure he wanted to make sure he wasn't getting played.
Yeah. And, oh, he talked about that in like LeBron interview. Huh?
No, it's with
some other dudes. The name. I know you're talking about
that. I think it's, but I know it's with T-Dell. And
it was on like HBO or some. No, that's the LeBron one. The other is, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And he was like saying like, and you know, his son didn't look like him, so
that's why he had the test. We're going to take a quick break because I got to pee.
All
right. And it's time right now. We'll be right back.
Do you have water?